Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Carl from Deviant Legion, and also, of course, Incredibly Strange Films and Film and Stuff. Nice to have you with us, and of course, as always, my gal Nadia, I think is what we're calling you now, and that would, of course, be Miss Rachel. Say hello, Miss Rachel.
Hello, Earth.
Yes.
One.
Yeah, exactly. Rachel is recovering a little bit from some sinus and some throat problems, so forgive her, and we'll certainly hope she gets through. Now, we're going to be doing a commentary watch. Now, last week we did a commentary watch of Seven Psychopaths, which is one of Rachel's favorite films. And I thought we would continue that thought and do a film that I love, which stars Sam Rockwell, who also was in Seven Psychopaths.
You forgot
along with Christopher Walken.
Seven Psychopaths had Sam Rockwell in it. So
yeah,
our theme right now is a Sam Rockwell kind of thing. And yes, I have not seen Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, so I am really excited about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know Sam Rockwell, that man just does no wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't. And this has a great, great supporting cast, including George Clooney, who also directed the film. This was his debut as a director. And it's got Rutger Hauer in it. It's actually the only movie I like with Julia Roberts in it, which is kind of scary. And Drew Barrymore also is in this. So there are lots of good people in this. I should mention that Chuck Barris was a real person. He was the innovator and the person who developed the newlywed game, the Match Game, and the Gong Show. He basically ended the Gong Show, and he came out with a novel called Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, which posited that he was actually a hitman for the CIA. And it has been disproven at this point, but there was a period of time where if you've ever read the novel, he actually has dates when he was in certain things for the Match Game and people who died and so on and so forth. So it's rather interesting. So that's what this movie is about. And it is on Amazon. And it's for rental for $3.19 if you do the standard definition.
If you get the SD version, HD is like $3.99.
Yeah.
I rented the cheaper version because I am so broke right now, but I've also noticed that the difference between the HD and the SD is so minimal that it's not even worth mentioning unless
yeah, really
you're trying people to get the cheaper version. So
yeah, which I always say get the cheaper version because the difference really is very minimal. So we are at 00.01 is where I am. It's the closest I could get to 0000. Shall we start this? Are you ready, Miss Rachel?
We should do the damn thing, Carl.
We should do the damn thing. So I'm going to count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I will say go, and that's when we start. So to begin, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. By the way, we have the subtitles on. You may want to do that.
Always,
and yes, it's a Miramax.
Subtitles. I mean, like, was every movie from this point in time a Miramax movie?
Now, that's actually Dick Clark.
It is. Hmm. There we go.
Oh, you get to see his bum.
Oh, is that Rockwell's bum? Because it was a pretty
Yeah, that was
bum
Rockwell's
bum.
Bum.
I'm here for it. a little beat up there. This film is taken from Mr. Barris's private journal, public records, and hundreds of hours of taped interviews. There's Barrymore.
Yeah.
She's very good in this. I don't think she gets enough cred for the work she's done over the years. We still think of her as that tiny, cute Moppet. You know?
No, my generation thinks of her as the person who jumped up on Dave Letterman's desk and flashed everybody.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I still have, like, really weird mixed emotions about Drew Barrymore, to be really honest.
Okay, so tell me.
Oh, well, I mean, you guys think of her as this cute little Moppet that was in, like, Firestarter and shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my generation is, like, no, she's the crazy bitch that wore creepy flowers in her hair and jumped up on Dave Letterman's desk and flashed everybody and got banned from the show for a while. And the movies that she was doing when they were relevant to me were not exactly the most intellectual fare. Let's just, say that. It was things like Ever Been Kissed and Ever After and yeah,
but don't forget she not only co-starred but produced Donnie Darko.
Mm-hmm.
Which I give her a big credit for.
Well, there's that, and that's you. Really unpopular opinion, you're probably going to hang up on me and never speak to me again.
What?
Not a huge fan of Donnie Darko. Not once. Seen the director's cut, seen the regular one. Know everything about that goddamn movie. Can talk for days about it. Don't really care.
We should do a commentary watch because I'm on the opposite side, and that would be a very good commentary, I think.
Yeah, and the other unpopular opinion I have, not
mm-hmm.
that it matters because I don't like Donnie Darko, is...
Right.
I like the director's cut better. At least it tries to help you figure out what the fuck is going on, okay? That's all I'm saying.
Right.
But that is neither here nor there. We'll talk about this later. Not at the end of the show during housekeeping, Carl. After the
okay.
show.
Oh, absolutely. Now, how young does he look?
Like a baby. I understand inarticulate rage, yo. Got you. I was there yesterday. Yesterday. Won't even go there again. But damn. Not fun. Oh, and just so everybody knows, I am in the process of making myself hot potties right now so that I can hopefully retain my voice through the rest of the show. They're at Rockefeller, yeah.
Yeah, the NBC Studios, yep. Rockefeller Center.
Yeah, it's what, like 15 Rockefeller or something like that. Really weird. You want to know something?
What?
I don't know if it's the same Rockefellers that own the NBC Studios, but the Rockefeller family from Arkansas?
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty sure the Rockefeller family that owns all that, or did at that point, is the same Rockefeller family from Arkansas. Is J.D. Rockefeller?
Mm-hmm.
That was like literally the shortest application I've ever seen for a job. It was awesome. Oh, wait, no. This is the shortest application I've ever seen for a job.
Oh, look at those old TVs, man.
I
remember those.
I was staring at the wallpaper.
Oh, the wallpaper, too. Absolutely. So this was one of, I think this was Rockwell's first starring role.
Well, you know, I've been saying to you that I want to see him in a really starring role. So.
No. The interesting thing about the novel and the way that this is shown in the film, it's not particularly complimentary toward Barris. And the novel was not either.
Well, I can already see that there's a lot of self-loathing in this man. It takes two to tango, bitch.
He gets beat up a lot, by the way.
I'm kind of glad about that right now.
Rockwell was one of the people. There were numerous people that went toward this role, but Rockwell just absolutely nailed it as far as Clooney was concerned. Clooney had enough clout to insist that he get. And now that is that's an actual person who was just there. I can't say her name right now, but
hey,
she actually, you were talking about Drew Barrymore flashing. She flashed on the Gong Show.
Her name was J.P. Hall. That's what it said.
J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan. Thank you. Actual kinescopes look at Dick Clark, man. Forever young. Scary.
I mean, forever mummified or something. He didn't look
young. Yeah, seriously. So he actually was a songwriter,
like...
and he got the song to Freddie Cannon. This is actually true. He was a songwriter.
That's awesome.
You know, Barris, I have a lot of respect for Barris in a lot of ways. Because he did think he... So Barris really pushed envelopes.
Yes, it is.
And you'll see that. Yeah, Rachel, what's going on?
I said, is that Maggie Gyllenhaal?
Yeah, it is, actually. I think. I'll check.
I know it is. I just heard her speak, but go ahead and check for me. That's definitely Maggie Gyllenhaal. Look at those glorious arms and shoulders.
Film was made 21 years ago. By the way, Chuck Barris is played by Michael Cera.
Interesting.
Yep, that's Maggie Gyllenhaal. You're absolutely right.
I knew I was. Like I said, I heard her speak, and then I saw those arms and shoulders.
You get to see his bum a lot. You must be happy about that.
Actually, I'm looking at those calves right there. Fucking beautiful. I like that. I do like that song better.
That's the actual song he wrote, by the way.
I know.
Now he starts with the hats. Oh. Chuck Barris always had a thing with hats.
I was just about to say, any man that wears a hat like that is a fucking douchebag. Love it.
I'm going to say he's not a douchebag because he even admits it.
Because what? Beautiful eyes. Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Why do people like shows like that? Don't really open.
I don't know if you remember The Dating Game, if you ever saw it or not.
Keep going.
Okay, so The Dating Game was his first production that he was behind and he produced. And it was basically three guys asking the date of this girl that they picked, and they would go off to Paris or somewhere or something like that. Guess who one of the contestants was? Charlie Manson. Seriously, I'm not joking.
I know.
I like how they do this all silent.
By the way, it was not Charlie Manson. It was Rodney Alcala.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So I need to ask you two things. So far, the costuming and his hair particularly.
Honestly,
that looks like it's two separate colors.
It's not. That's just how Sandy blonde hair looks.
Yeah.
It's weird, fuzzy, shitty light like this. I think he would have done more with his hair to like.
Okay,
pick
you're
it
breaking
out
up a little bit, and it's not your voice; it's the phone.
I've been sitting in the same spot since we started the movie.
Strawberry thick bears. Gene the Dancing Machine. If you remember the original show, he would come out and he would do dancing. He was actually a maintenance person. He actually was in an accident, and you see him with the with the prosthetics on at this point. He since has passed away.
So, did they ever?
And you gotta admit, George Clooney is one of the more handsome people in film, particularly at this point in time.
Oh yeah, he always has been. So, did they ever figure out why Chuck Barris lied about all of this? Like, what was he trying to hide?
Mm-hmm. Get a hot toddy in you, see if that helps.
Yeah, you didn't even hear my question.
No, I can't. I can hardly understand you, sweetie. We might have to call this off.
I think we need to call it because I've talked to you
a bunch of times. We're calling it off.
Okay.
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 I'm going to still watch the movie, though.
Me too. I'm sorry.
All right, sweetie. I'll talk to you later. Just get better.